to London. Rod Little, good morning.
Good morning, mate.
So the Paradise Papers, I know that Jeremy Corbyn was making much of this in the House overnight, but how much trouble? I mean, what's the reaction to people like the Queen and Bono dodging the taxes?
I think the reaction to Bono is worse than the reaction to the Queen, if I'm absolutely honest, Mike. The Queen sort of gets a free pass, and people know that this is, you know, 5 million, 5.7 million quid from a Duchy of Lancaster estate, which she would have known nothing whatsoever about, which was invested in these Cayman Islands properties funds. So I think she gets a kind of free pass, even though a fairly senior and responsible MP, Frank Field, has said that she should apologise and that the board of the Council of the Duchy of Lancaster should resign because of it. But there's other stuff kicking around as well. There is an annoyance over here about tax evasion. We are perpetually lectured about the number of people who claim dole wrongly, the unemployment benefit, but it's hugely outweighed by the number of people who get away with paying nothing in tax and investing in foreign investment banks such as the ones in the Cayman Islands. The biggest story, I think, is the soap stars. There's a number of people from one of our famous soaps, Mrs. Brown's Boys, who've invested. And, of course, Bono. It's always Bono. Somehow at the end of every conversation, it comes down to Bono, who tells you every week, you know, that we must give more money to the poor, whilst at the same time has spent a long time making sure his money's safe as houses.
It is. There's an element of hypocrisy there, isn't there? Now, listen, Corbyn didn't want to meet Netanyahu, so he decided to wander off to a Muslim rally instead.
Yes, terrific. He went to a Muslim rally. Everybody else from every other party pulled out. It was called MEND, which is Muslim Engagement and Development, which sounds very nice. To be find out that it's Director of Engagement, I don't know what one has to do to be a Director of Engagement, but whatever, is a fan of Al-Qaeda, has praised clerics who said that British soldiers should be shot, and who is a supporter of Hamas, a terrorist organization, and is in favor of the killing of Israeli citizens. And yet this has got no coverage whatsoever, because somehow, Mike, Jeremy Corbyn has managed to get himself sort of established as this rather charming old cove who does slightly odd things. You know, this is a really, really mad organization, and he is a supporter of it. And would not pull out, no matter what he was told about how bad this organisation is, how injurious it is to Britain's interests. But it's got no coverage whatsoever.
And isn't that the odd thing about the Labour Party? It's been that way for several years, and we saw it in the election campaign as well. You thought all of that madness, if anybody availed themselves of the evidence, they wouldn't go within a million miles of the Labour Party, and yet, as we saw in the election, they did.